Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast.
Hello, Jack. I'm Cindy. How are you?
I am Jack, as you just said.
Yes. Yeah, so why are you talking like that?
Because I'm trying to slow down.
Why are we trying to slow
down? I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Had another exciting episode of the Amazing Race. The team that went home, yeah, they weren't going to go very far anyway.
I feel bad that they went home, but I'm glad because I don't have to listen to you anymore.
Oh, no, dude.
This will be the last episode.
Oh, there's a bird.
Okay, come on. That was a cool bird.
It was a cool bird.
Okay.
You know, it's funny because they weren't a good team, but they were so likable. It seemed like everybody liked them.
Absolutely.
They were likable. They just weren't a good team.
I don't think they were a bad team. I just think they just...
couldn't make up their mind.
No. And I just think, I don't know, it's you know, of course, you know, we're sitting from here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've done the unamazing race.
Yeah, and we've won it.
So I guess we have a little bit of, we could say something.
Yeah, we were in the unamazing race and, yes. You know, dude.
So you don't, it's just kind of, you get so stressed out about it because you're running, you're racing.
Yeah, you're racing.
So sometimes when you're in that, you know, running, you're not really, your brain
isn't. But it's, well, we'll get to it when we get to it. They're going to Colombia. It's the first time they've gone to Colombia.
I was telling you this. You're like, what? You don't know what you're talking about. What?
Did I say it? I said,
what?
I said, really?
What, really? What? No, I don't think so. I don't think, let me do Jack. No, I don't think you're right.
I don't think that's funny. They're departing groups of three, and they have to climb up this huge rock.
I know. What did I say to you right away? I said to you. And I looked at it, I go, okay, I quit.
I quit. I wouldn't.
You were like, really? You would quit? I think I would quit. I'd be like, I can't do it.
You can do it.
I know I could do it. But when I saw that, I was just like, I'm done.
And each group is leaving 15 minutes apart.
Right.
So.
But I was just like, it just looks like so. Well, I wonder if it's as far up as it was when we did the, what's it called in Hawaii? What was that? Oh my gosh.
I can't remember. It was humid there too.
I know. But that was really, really high up.
Yeah. Well, it's 650 feet.
Okay, that's
over 60 stories.
Yes.
It looked like it was tough.
How many stories?
Over 60 stories. And it looked like a great view, though, from up there.
Yeah, the view was great. I would have requested a helicopter ride to come back down.
Unfortunately, you had to walk down, too.
Walking down is not hard. It was the walking up that freaked me out.
It's still hard. I mean, it's still...
That's a hard, I mean, every single one of those guys that did it, good for them.
Yeah. And
good for them. Like when I see people walking, when I don't walk, I see people out there walking in our neighborhood. I'm like, good for you.
Good for you for walking.
Good for you for walking.
Good for you. Can you do a couple steps for me?
Anyway, that's what I felt like. Good for you.
So once you get your clue and get back down, you have to decide to do the festival of meats.
Right.
Which I thought first, I go, oh, you got to eat that? I'll never get off the toilet.
Oh, that's what you, yeah.
When I first saw it, I go, but it looked good.
I thought you said I had to eat because it looked bad. I was like, that looked like it was good food.
Well, carne asada.
Yeah, because you love carne asada. And the pork.
And the pork and the beans. Right. And the pork
and beans. I don't like the beans, but I would eat the beans.
Yeah. Or you have to do...
Or the bean.
The bean. That's an inside joke. Or you have to do Willie's Jeep. You have to stack this thing up, all this stuff on this little Jeep.
Yes.
And it's only two teams originally chose to do that.
Yes.
So that
was a lot of stuff.
It was a lot of stuff.
It was so cool how they could do wheelies on the Jeep.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. You said, oh, it's not that hard. It's not that heavy.
No, I said, it's not a heavy car. I mean, it's a light car.
How do you do that?
It's a light Jeep.
And you're just like, very sarcastic. It's a light Jeep.
Whatever. I've done it on a bike.
It's like, remind me of my grandchildren when I ask a question. I
used to do it on my bike all the time.
Oh, well, aren't you cool?
So there.
Willy.
Second group takes off. Cesar and Ricky are in first place. Group three departs.
I was surprised that they made it up the stairs with no problem.
Well, they
I don't know why.
They seem to be in shape, so.
Yes, good for them. Yeah. Good for them.
Good for them for doing that. We find out Sonny's grandma died the night before the next leg. I felt bad for her, but
she's like, you know, I'm going to keep going. I wonder if she kind of knew when she left, like her health was on decline or something.
I thought they said that, but maybe I didn't hear that.
I don't know. I didn't hear that either. That's why I asked you, because you watch it once before I watch it with you.
I felt bad for her, but, you know, she continued.
She handled it really well, because she said she was raised by her grandmother.
Right, yeah.
Well, it depends how old her was. I think, I always feel like when they start getting, like, obviously I want people to live as long as they can live. But, you know, when you hit in your 90s or something.
Once you get above 66, I think you've had enough.
No. I told you before, I will be so disappointed if I don't live to 104. I'm going to be really upset. I will not be happy.
Who are you going to complain to?
Oh, I'll complain. I will find someone to complain to.
Yes.
But anyway, I just think...
I'm not going.
I just think when you're older and you've lived that long, like, you know, when my grandmother passed, you know, you're just like, oh, you know, when our mother, my mom and your dad passed, you're like, oh, they're still young, in our opinion, because we weren't that far away, you know, early 80s, that's still considered young, right. So in our opinion. So it's just like when they're in the, you know, late 90s, you're like, oh, they lived a good life.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, so maybe that's what she felt like, wasn't as sad. Maybe she has some health issues. I don't know why I'm dwelling on this, but I just am.
I don't know, you're bringing me down.
I'm sorry.
Sean is afraid of heights, and that comes into play later on in the episode. It does. I mean,
you're afraid of heights, but you could totally do that.
I don't like heights.
I'm not afraid. That's not the right term.
There's times I can be afraid of it, but I've kind of overcome that fear.
Yeah, you're not as bad as you were in your young days. Like when we went to Knott's Berry Farm, you couldn't look down on the parachute,
blah,
right?
Blah, 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 blah. Derek, we find out that Shalisa is a cancer survivor.
Yeah, she thought she had cancer. I thought that's what the story was.
Oh, a cancer scare.
Cancer scare.
I thought she had it and she survived it.
I thought she was a cancer scare.
All right, we're not paying attention.
No, I am. You're not paying. Don't put we in that.
We find out Juan was born in Colombia.
Yeah, that was
left
interesting.
Left in 1999 with his family.
He was 7 years old.
Come to America. They had a dream to take him there. They're coming to America. It's like having Neil Diamond in the room right now, isn't it?
You actually don't have a bad singer voice, but not that one.
Okay. Cesar is a chef, does a lot of cooking.
I didn't know that, so that was interesting.
Yeah, so this challenge, well, they aced it.
Yes, they did.
Angie and Danny
I didn't realize I had to cook three meals. I mean, three different plates.
Three
I thought
different
I just
plates.
Had to do one plate. Well, I didn't realize it was three different
that's
plates.
That's why you read the clues, because right. Someone didn't read the clues, and it came back to bite them in the butt.
Yes, it did.
Angie and Danny get the bad water taxi. Now, I felt bad for them.
I did, too.
I mean,
too.
Again,
couldn't they switch taxis?
Well, I guess they'd have to get back to the dock, right?
Weren't they at the dock?
No, they had gone a little bit, then the taxi stalled out.
That's what it was. I couldn't figure it all out. I was like, I thought they were still at the dock. Why can't they get off? Is that the rule?
It's like, you know, it's like when you get a bad cab or a bad, you know, a bad...
Yes.
Something bad.
Or tuk-tuk.
A tuk-tuk. It's not your fault.
Right.
But, and they had several teams pass them.
Yeah, they did.
So I felt bad.
Because they were in the second half, right? They were the second group.
And they got up... They got up and down that thing pretty good.
Yeah, 60 stories with no problem. That was good for her.
We find Juan and Sean made up a lot of ground.
Yes.
They must have really aced the climbing of the mountain. Let's see. Juan has cooked the meal before, and Sean can't cut an avocado right.
No. I kind of felt like this episode, I don't know if anybody felt the same way, I kind of felt like I lost people. Like they weren't keeping track of everything.
Of what was going on.
Yes, did you feel that way?
Well, there was only two challenges. There was one roadblock.
Right.
And you had to climb up the hill to get your clue, but it just seemed, I don't know. I felt the same way because when they got to the cooking, it was kind of like.
Yeah, I felt like, maybe that's what it was, when they got to the cooking part.
Because
like
some people went pretty fast and other people were going very slow at cooking.
I just felt like I lost track of what was going on at one point. So I was just wondering if anybody else went the same way. I didn't feel like they were as diligent to following everybody. So, anyway.
Michelle and Sean originally chose cooking, then they switched to stacking.
Right.
We'll find out later on. They probably switch again. Several teams, like I said, have passed Angie and Danny. It's not fair. It's not right. But it happens. And at this time, we're going to take a commercial break. Shalisa asked Derek, can you read? Because he's they're getting kind of irritated with each other. They get kind of snotty with each other.
Yes.
But in the end, they do love each other.
Yes,
but
they do.
Kind of snotty. She doesn't use measuring cups. This could come back to bite her in the butt later on.
You're right.
We shall see. When you're doing a challenge like this, you have to read the clues, which we'll find out that Derek will tell her later on.
Right.
You have to. You can't. When you're cooking for yourself, I did that a lot too. I was like, I can put this much
right.
in. You know, back.
Especially if you do the same thing over and over again, or same meal a couple times, you get used to the measurements.
When you're doing a meal for the first time,
you have to have the. Yeah, you need to be able to read the directions.
Especially
when it's
not a taste thing. It's about the. About the presentation. You have to do it the right way. Ricky and Cesar ace the detour.
They did a really, but I didn't realize, again, earlier I said I didn't realize he was a chef, so they did that really fast, and he did a great job too, and it looked so nice. I wanted to have his food.
It did look good.
Of all of that food looked the best. Their food looked the best.
It was looked good. The presentation was good. They just were, he was, when you're.
They were a good team, this leg of the
these,
race.
These two things were just perfect for them.
I don't think they had one bad, I mean, there wasn't that much, but I don't think they did anything wrong. I mean, everything looked perfect.
Now, Angie and Danny get off the taxi, finally arrive, and as the cousins are pulling up, they say, hey, let's work together. Wait for us.
I was surprised the mom was. Like, well, no, let's keep going.
But I think she's right. At some point, you say, you know, you can't, that she knows that she's not physically, she's not going to be able to outrun people. They can't keep waiting. I see what Danny's saying. Oh, you know, you got to work together. Well, I'll get to it later on with the cousins. I get right next. Now, the cousins seem to ask for a lot of help.
Yes.
Every week they seem to be asking for help, 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 help.
Anything that's wrong?
No, I'm just saying. Eventually you're gonna get to a point where people are gonna say, "Hey, I can't help you."
Yeah, but I don't think you're there yet, so I think it's
you're
okay.
Not there yet. But how did they help Angie and Danny? Well, they said they're gonna work together. They didn't work together. So anyway, because
you're so bitter towards them. I'm not towards the cousins.
I'm not bitter towards the cousins.
I don't think there's anything wrong at this stage of the race to ask for help.
No, there is nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But I agreed with Angie. Look.
She's saying that, you know, eventually we won't be able to beat them in a foot race. I don't disagree with her, but I do think you do need to get some kind of help.
They didn't need help.
Okay.
I'm saying they didn't need any help.
Yeah,
it's the cousins that needed help. Oh, can you help us? Then they had to ask Derek and...
Because they're vegetarians vegans.
We don't eat meat. What's the meat? Why don't you please help us? I mean, again, I have no problem helping people. I have no problem asking for help.
Right.
Eventually, though, I think someone's going to say, I'm not helping you.
I would agree.
They're going to be in trouble.
True, but they're not there yet. So take advantage of it, girls. Go for it.
All right. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And then Shalisa realizes she didn't have enough rice.
She didn't read the instructions.
She goes, Derek, you're on the Amazing Race. That's why you read the clue.
But she only made enough for one plate. She didn't realize she had to make rice for all three
plates.
That's why there was directions.
Yes, and she didn't do it. Rod and Letitia fail on their first attempt. Derek and Shalisa complete it, and they're on their first try.
Off
to the races. Both teams that were doing the stacking, the Double Dutch and the Spicoli brothers, switched to cooking.
I don't know what those brothers were thinking.
I don't know. They switched to the cooking, and then they get there, and they go, and they're staring at each other.
I know.
Dude.
Because I think they could have beaten the Double Dutch team.
If they would have stayed there and cooked,
yes,
they're not going home. The Double Dutch team's going home.
I agree.
I mean, but you can't keep going back.
I don't know how much longer they would have lasted in legs there. Like maybe, you know, one or two more because
maybe they would have got some confidence because
they're not. I know you feel like they weren't a great team, but I don't. I just think
they weren't great tonight.
No, I just think. I don't know. I think they just get caught up in a lot of the stuff and just were trying to make more of a memory instead of being competitive.
I agree with that. But
you know what? I also did. Listen to their backstory. They talked about how they were always pitted against each other.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they weren't feeling to be so competitive at the race
in. That could have been exactly it.
Yeah.
Because like the brothers from last time.
Right.
Who had grew up apart and didn't get along. They never had any sense of urgency.
Right.
I get that. But you can't switch challenges
not that many
four
times and then
you
be able to
you can't,
finish.
I mean, it shouldn't have been that close, to be
no,
honest
it
with
shouldn't
you.
Have been that close.
But it is what it is. Let's see. But then they go back to the stacking again. At this point, you have to finish it.
Either one. Finish it.
You have to finish it.
And I'm with them. That stacking seems so confusing, so complicated. And I just think they just should have just stayed at cooking. And
The thing that bothered me about the cooking, if they would have started it, and tried it. Okay, this isn't as hard as we thought.
Probably right.
Because they didn't even try it. And then they go back to something they knew they were struggling with.
Right.
So why would you go back to that? Just take your cooking, especially when you have... I mean, I get if you don't know how to cook and you haven't cooked, all you have to do is follow the directions.
True.
I mean, it's really... All right, you got to cook this for 2 minutes.
And they had a picture of what it was supposed to look like at the conclusion of the meal.
I mean,
they
might have failed the first time.
Right.
But
I think they would, if they would have stayed there, I think they would not have been voted off, but they wouldn't have been eliminated.
Yeah. I just think, and maybe, again, that would have given some confidence. Okay, we struggled a little bit, but we came back and we move forward.
True.
Next challenge, the roadblock is picking coffee beans, and Colombia is third in the world in producing coffee.
I thought it was number one.
I thought it was number one because growing up, it was always, Juan Valdez was cooking.
Juan Valdez.
He was picking coffee beans in the commercial.
Yeah, for Folgers, right?
Was it Folgers? I go, man, he's picking a lot of beans. Yes. Because there's a lot of, you go to the store, there's a lot of Folgers cans when I was a kid.
My grandmother drank Folgers.
Yeah, and you had Mrs. Olson,
yes,
who sold Folgers.
Yes.
She would come on, oh, I'm here to see.
She used to have, my grandma used to have these, I don't know if their grandmas had them, but she used to have, it was a little plastic coffee cup that had like a little Solo cup inside it, and you would put it in there, so then you would just throw that away and she'd just keep the plastic part. Did you ever see that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, she had those little things. That old. Yes, and I remember my great aunts, when I had them over one time for, I don't know, coffee and pastries when I first got married, not to you, but the other guy.
You were married before?
I made coffee and then
I'm shocked, Phil.
I made coffee and then they explained to me how to, you know what's better is just do that. You get these little things, you don't have dirty a cup, you just put the little white in. It's like they're a little
I know what you're talking about. Now I know what you're talking
about. Yes. And so.
Well, when I was a kid, being a boy, we used to like to collect, you know, lizards and stuff like that.
Right.
And not snakes. I don't like snakes. But we couldn't wait for the coffee, because they were coffee cans back then.
Yes, back then they were.
And so you'd wait, okay, are you done with the coffee? Not yet. I don't know why they just couldn't put it in Tupperware. They all had Tupperware, but now they couldn't do that. Because back then, if you had jam, it was glass, butter was for bowls and cereal bowls. We used everything back in the 60s.
Yeah. My grandma put all the grease back in the Folgers can, leftover. She put her grease in there. And my favorite part that she used for the Folgers can was when we would go on trips, she would use it for my brother to pee in.
That's nice. that's amazing, right?
I have no idea why she would not allow him.
Are those Folgers crystals?
I don't know why.
No, it's pee.
I don't know. She had a pee when she was driving, and that's why she had the can. Or we pulled off of the side. I don't know the reason, but I just remember that she used that can for that. That was my grandma.
The cousins fail on their first attempt.
I know.
I said, dude, no way, because Michelle and Sean had already finished it.
Right.
So they're like, okay, it's all right. We just go back and be calm.
I
do like the fact that they are calm
when
should have just stayed with the cooking, but it is what it is. Amber and Vinny did this. He aced this challenge.
Yes.
Detour. They were team number two. He just stayed with the beans, and he's like, you know, just staying. You know, I don't know why they're all climbing all over the place.
Yeah.
There's plenty of beans here.
Right.
So he got the beans. They're team number two. I did like how Angie politely tells Danny to stop talking to me. I mean, it was very nice.
Yes.
She didn't say, shut up.
Right.
She goes, I hear you, but it's better if you don't talk. Because she was pacing herself.
Yes, she was.
She was, she was getting enough beans, like a quarter of the thing.
Right.
She was just going to pace herself.
Right.
And of course, Danny is frustrated.
Yes.
You know,
I think Danny would have done much better if he had a different partner. But that's not. I know it's not nice to say.
It's not nice to say, but you know, who knows? They could win it. We shall see. Derek and Sheila are team number three. Juan and Sean, team number four. Rod and Leticia are team number five. Now, if Leticia would have kept up, they would have been team number four. But she could not. I mean, I get it. She could not run the two guys. I'll see.
What do you mean she couldn't run the two guys?
No, I don't mean that. But those two guys are in really good shape.
Yeah, they are.
Not that she's in shape, right. Not in shape, but I'm just saying
I hear you.
Let's see. Sonny and Biz are team number seven. The cousins are team number eight. And they didn't need help to find the mat. They found the mat on their own.
Yes.
I'm happy for them. And we find out Sean is terrified to go down the hill.
I thought that was it. I thought he was quitting right there. What did you think?
I thought he was going to quit. I go, what is he going to do when he gets to what happens if he has to do a challenge where, you know, say they stay in the game.
Right.
And they come down, okay, she's done all the roadblocks, and the next roadblock is a high challenge. I mean, challenge.
I know.
I mean, they really haven't had that challenge where you're,
right,
you know, walking across a tightrope or whatever. I mean, I feel for you. When you have a fear, I mean, you can't.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to do that gliding thing.
Probably not. I think we would have seen it. Don't you?
It wasn't both people don't have to do it?
I don't think it's just one. Okay. One. I'm thinking that.
Okay.
Angie and Danny are team number 9. Now it's coming down to the end. Will the Spicoli brothers catch up? He gets there late, and it's Anthony's up there picking the beans, and he goes, oh, bird. Cool bird. Never seen a bird like that before.
It was a cool bird.
It was a cool bird. You're in the race. Pick the beans. Forget the bird. And he goes, I just like I said, that bird probably eats beans all day long and flies for miles.
No, I thought he said he looks at beans all day long.
I thought he said eats the
beans. I thought he said he looks at beans all day long.
I don't know, but poor, I'm just like going, oh, okay, dude, it's not my race.
Hey, sometimes people just have that kind of attitude, and they're going to live long.
They are. They'll probably live be 100 without a problem.
Yeah.
They do, I do,
they're happy.
They were happy. They, I mean, it's, if, as long as they're not mad, I don't care. Michelle and Sean are team number 10, even though Sean took a fall going for the thing, and then Michelle was like, Whoa.
Yeah.
But that's it. Anthony and Bailey have been eliminated. Their race is over, but again...
And thank God I don't have to listen to your talk anymore.
They handle it... I like teams that lose with...
dignity.
Dignity and good sportsmanship. And Anthony and Bailey, we've had some fun with them on this podcast.
Yeah, you've had some
fun. I've had some fun with them on this podcast.
You're going to miss them, aren't you?
I'm going to miss them.
You won't be able to do your Spicoli talk.
Well, it's like being back in San Diego again. I knew people like that growing up, so it's like...
Did you?
Yeah.
I was always in an ice skating rink.
Yeah, I was. I went to the beach, and you know, you got people like that.
I thought you were allowed to go to the beach.
I went to the beach? I used to take the bus to the beach when I was a kid.
I took the bus to the beach.
Whatever, who cares? It's not about you. It's about me this time.
All right.
But that's all we got. Next week looks like...
looks like a good one.
It looks like some angry people. If you didn't see the previews, it looks like the people are starting to stress out a little bit.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, just in normal day-to-day, it's hard to be around someone 24/7, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know how that is.
Yes. I told you today, I go, I could retire and be around you 24/7.
Yeah, it could be rough being around me because I'm so nice and perfect. But that's, okay. That's all right.
All right, babe. You go ahead and keep thinking that way.
But we like to thank everyone who listens to this podcast. We like to thank our patrons. This time we're going to thank 4 patrons that have reached a certain level. And that's Eckhart Richner Gloffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Poopy Letter Carrier. Thanks for all you do. And thanks for everyone who participates in the patron program. And thanks for making the Amazing Race podcast the number one podcast on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network.
And you're sticking to that story.
Because there's other podcasts on the network. We have Survivor. We have the Ramblecast. We have
the Broadcast.
And am I forgetting one?
Is there any the barbecue person? Or the
Own Brews Barbecue for every now when there's new Star Wars talk. They help out. And I'm sorry for keep slamming the desk. I don't know why I was doing that. I think just someone was irritating me today and the frustration. Did I say you?
There's somebody else in the room.
Did I say you?
No.
I said somebody was irritating me today.
But I'm the only one in the room.
Oh, we're just joking.
Okay.
That's all.
I'm fabulous, please. How could I irritate you?
I don't know.
Happy Easter, everybody. I hope you have a great time with your family and enjoy.
Yeah, if you celebrate the gathering of eggs. I was thinking today because we were getting... You just see these buckets that baskets my wife has gotten for our 6 grandkids. I mean, I don't think I can carry them downstairs.
They're not that big.
I'm gonna be like Sean. I'm afraid to go down the hill.
They're not that big.
But it's crazy. I remember when I was a kid, what we got was hard boiled eggs that were colored, and usually cracked, and the dye would go into the egg. And you're like going, and they'd go ahead and eat it. I go, it's got stuff in it.
That's how you got. I used to get a basket with stuff.
Oh, we got a basket with stuff, but it was like, you know.
We had like a chocolate bunny.
Yeah, chocolate bunny. Some other stuff. It had like a paddle ball thing.
My mom would hide it behind the curtains in the living room.
A bag of Jacks. When you played Jacks with the thing.
I don't remember it. We had like one of those paddle balls.
Yeah, I said paddle ball. Some stupid puzzle.
Yes. Yo-yo. Slide puzzle. Silly putty. You know, all that fun stuff.
But yeah, we didn't get money in an egg, a plastic egg. No, we got.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying, times have changed. It's like you could.
You never said no. It's for the grandkids. How can you not give it to the grandkids?
Poor grandkids making more money than me by just collecting Easter eggs. But that's all we got. Done complaining. Have a happy and safe Easter for all you people to celebrate. If you don't celebrate it, be safe anyway.
Yes,
have
please.
Fun.
Yes.
Watch some NCAA basketball. Baseball's going.
Yeah, it's all good times now.
All good times.
Yes.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Till next week.
Arrivederci.